弟兄姐妹、朋友们平安。
Peace be with you, brothers, sisters, and friends.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. 圣诞快乐。
大家认识这个家庭成员吗？
Does anyone know this family?
OK。哇，这是爸爸，这是妈妈，这是姐姐，这是弟弟。
Parents and three children.
这个孩子14岁的孩子，今年14岁，他就是今年4月份复活节上映的《天堂真的存在》。那个故事片中的原型，就像小朋友讲的一样，
so、
去过天堂。
This 14 years old boy is the character in this relatively new movie that was released in the past April Easter. The name of the movie is called Heaven is for Real.
他的名字叫 Colton Bopo。
His name, Colton Bopo.
这是他当年的他的小 Colton。这是电影中的小演员。
The left side was the real person. The right side is the movie. Different, of course, is a actor.
在他4岁的时候，因阑尾穿孔破裂被送进医院抢救。
When he was 4 years old, he was sent. To emergency because of the appendix broke.
在手术期间，医生报告说他的血压、心跳等生命指征都非常非常的差，恐怕难以挽救他的性命了。
During the surgery, it was in a very serious, dangerous situation because the doctors reported that his many measures of life, such as blood pressure and heartbeat and so forth were pretty bad.
就在医生做这个报告的时候，小 Colton 呢，他自己又离开了他的身体。他从天花板上看到下边医生在抢救他，他也从空中看到他妈妈在医院的一个角落里边打电话给其他的人，要求别人给他祷告。他也看到他爸爸跪在医院的那个小教堂里边，求神在那向神发脾气。
Just at the moment when those doctors were saying his measurements were pretty bad, he found out that his body raised, his soul raised above his body, and he was able to see that from the ceiling that the doctors were trying to rescue him, his life. And also he saw his mother was calling in the other end of the aisle for help. And for praying support, he saw his father kneeling in the chapel inside the hospital, crying to God, and even throw a temple to God.
这个时候，他就好像走进了他平时跟着父母一起崇拜的教堂，然后前边是一派美丽的景象，天使在空中向他唱歌，然后耶稣从他旁边来。拉着他的手，领着他见到了在他妈妈肚子里边已经死去了流产的姐姐，也见到了他妈妈的祖父，就是他的曾外祖父。
Then he saw army of angels were singing in front of his eyes. He saw Jesus came to him and grabbed his hand and led him to see the sister that was that died through a miscarriage even in the womb of his mother. He also saw his mother's grandpa, which is the great-grandfather to him.
那当这个小寇顿在病床上醒过来的时候，身体康复出了医院之后，断断续续的给他爸爸给他妈妈讲他在天堂中所见到过的事情。
So little Colton, after he was awoke from the deathbed and finally recovered and left the hospital, he gradually shared what he saw with his parents.
大家可能想不到他的爸爸妈妈是干什么的。
You probably wonder what kind of jobs that his parents are doing.
他爸爸是内布拉斯加一个小镇上的教会的牧师，那他妈妈就是师母。
His father, Todd, was a pastor in a small church in the state of Nebraska, and his mother, of course, is the wife of the pastor.
可是他妈妈对儿子描述的天堂之旅压根都不相信，只是说他平时看的连环画、看的电视、看的电影，然后在他梦中的一种幻影。
But his mom completely could not accept what Colton described as the travel or journey to the heaven, because she saw that it was all Colton's imagination, because Colton watches too many the books or TVs or movies.
而他爸爸听了他讲了以后呢，先是讽刺他，挖苦他，质疑他，也是不相信，甚至还去请教那个心理医生，对他根本就不相信。
His father was also very questionable about his son's statements and even seek psychiatric help.
那接下来的事情更严重了，从小孩他姐姐就读的学校，一直他们整个的社区，哇，社会上各个阶层，人们更是一片的嘲笑、讽刺和质疑。
And then things became more serious, from the school that he was in until the whole small town, and then from all levels of the society, people sending a lot of the questions, ridicules, tease, and so forth.
我今天之所以提出来这个故事，这个电影，就是在十年前在内布拉斯加一个小镇上发生的一个真实的事情，给我们有许多的提醒。
So today I'd like to share with you this real story that happened in Nebraska 10 years ago.
看这个故事片，看这本书，在思想今天我们经文中所提到的，无论是今天的信徒还是古代的信徒。
So through watching the film or just read this book, we can compare even today or back to 2,000 years ago when the disciple was watching Jesus perform miracles.
我们人对于神的认识，对于神的信心，确确实实是一个挑战。
It is really a challenge for us human beings to be able to have knowledge about God and have the faith in Him.
那这个挑战就在于古代的信徒，尤其是初代信徒，他们面对面的和耶稣交谈，但是他们手中没有一本完整的圣经。那我们今天的信徒，没有这个缘分和主耶稣面对面的交谈，但是呢，我们手中已经有了一本完整的圣经。
The faith is that for the beginning Christians in early church era, they were able to interact with Jesus directly, but they did not have a complete Bible. On the other hand, we today, we believers, do not have the fortune to meet Jesus face to face, but we do have a complete scripture.
所以今天我们面前的一个问题就是，对于我们信神的人来说，我们对神、对耶稣基督的信心是怎样建立起来的？
Therefore, the challenge to us is how do we develop that faith if we really claim to be a believer?
所以我们只能说求神来帮助我们。
So what we can say is that we ask God's help.
那请大家再次翻开我们手中的圣经，翻到马可福音第四章。
So let's turn back to our Bible again to the verses that we had read.
借着马可福音四章三十五到四十一节这段经文，我们今天就从耶稣基督亲自带领教导的一群信徒身上，和他们一起来经历危机，建立神与我们同在的信心。
From the last section of Mark chapter 4, we're going to see how Jesus Christ, he himself trained those disciples.
让我们首先来了解一下马可福音四章三十五到四十一节这段经文它的背景，也就是说和这段经文前后有关联的经文的一些信息内容。
Let's see the background of this passage. In other words, we want to see what was before this passage and what was after.
马可福音第四章、第五章记载的是主耶稣带领他的门徒在加利利地区整个一段公开传道进入了一个非常重要的时期。
Mark chapter 4 and 5 described a very important period of time when Jesus Christ brought his disciples to the area of Galilee and publicly proclaimed the gospel.
那在第四章前面一到三十四节这段经文，主耶稣用了四个比喻来宣称并解释上帝的国度的理念。
And we see in chapter 4, verses 1 through 34, Jesus used four parables to explain the concept of God's kingdom.
他用了四个比喻。那我们今天要讨论、要学习的这段经文呢，是显示耶稣他这位创造的主，他作为一个主宰者所拥有的那个权柄。
But after the first 34 verses, the one that we read today, is to demonstrate that he is the creator and he is the owner of the universe and what kind of authority he has.
那在接下来进入第五章的经文，耶稣用一组驱赶邪灵、医治病人、使人复活等等一系列的神迹奇事，对他这位创造的主的那种权柄的一种彰显。
Connecting to chapter 5, then it shows Jesus used different types of miracles and wonders to proclaim that he is the creator and he has the power and authority.
所以如果从教导门徒这个角度来看，马可福音第四章和第五章所展现的是耶稣基督对他的门徒，也是对我们今天的信徒所教授的一系列的生动的课程。
So we can see that in chapter 4, it's like that Jesus Christ is using many ways to vividly showing to his disciple those lessons.
那如果仔细的看这些经文呢，它里边既有言传又有身教，既有理论又有实践，是一个伟大的丰富的课程。
So we can see this is a very vivid and rich course, if we can say that.
Because, 那下面我们
Because over there you can see Jesus used the teaching but also used his life demonstration. It has theory but it also has practice.
那我们接下来就从三个方面来观摩、来体验、来思想、经历危机、建立神与我们同在的信心这样一个功课。
Therefore, we can use these three dimensions to ponder, to experience, to think about how we can establish our faith through crisis.
首先，我们就借着三十五到三十六这两节经文来思想，在风平浪静中检视信心的建立。
So the first is, let's see how we can examine how we establish our faith when The sea is calm, and when the wave is still.
马可福音4:35-36，当那天晚上，耶稣对门徒说：“我们渡到那边去吧。”门徒离开众人，耶稣仍在船上，他们就把他一同带去，也有别的船和他同行。
We see in Mark 4:35-36, that day when evening came, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side," leaving the crowd behind. They took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him.
那在这两节经文中，请大家注意，那天还有一个是那边，另外呢也有别的船和他同行。
Here, let's focus on three parts, three keywords. Number one is that day. The second one is the other side. The third one is there were also other boats with him.
那我们首先来看那天。那从刚才我们回忆的经文里边，那一天主耶稣是非常繁忙的一天。
That day was one of the busiest days for Jesus Christ.
当我们翻开圣经看马可福音前面1-34节的经文时候，记载耶稣是不停的演讲，不停的教训，不停的教导人。
You saw the early part of chapter 4. Jesus Christ continuously teach, disciple, give instructions, and so forth, continuously.
我们可以说他既有在海边面对会众的大型的布道会。
On the seaside, he was doing what we call today a large-scale evangelical meeting.
也有与跟随他的12个门徒在一起的那种小班的门徒训练课程。
Followed by a small disciple group training with his 12 disciples.
你看，在第一节前面提到耶稣在海边教训人，有许多人到他那里来，他只得坐上船，在船上坐下，船在海里，众人都靠近海，站在岸上。
Because verse 1 of chapter 4 says, Again Jesus began to teach by the lake. The crowd that gathered around him was so large that he got into a boat and sat in it out on the lake.
所以这可以说是大型的布道会。
Therefore, this is a gigantic evangelical meeting.
我们再来看十节，马可福音4:10-11。无人的时候，跟随耶稣的人和12个门徒问他这比喻的意思。耶稣对他们说。
Then verse 10, when he was alone, the 12 and the others around him asked him about the parables.
这像不像是一个小班的门徒训练课程？
So this is like a small class disciple training.
所以那一天，耶稣劳累了整整一天。
Therefore, that day, Jesus must have been exhausted.
甚至连饭都顾不上吃。
He did not even have time to eat.
所以当天色将晚的时候，耶稣这个时候最需要什么？
So when the dusk came,What did Jesus Christ need most?
他最需要休息一下，所以他就提醒门徒说：“渡到那边去吧。”
What he need most is rest. Therefore, he told disciples, "Let's go to the other side of the lake."
那实际上那边是什么地方？为什么要去那边？
So what is the other side? What is waiting on the other side?
因为一方面，耶稣可以暂时的避开人群得以很好的休息。另一方面呢，加利利海的那边住的是什么人？
Jesus wanted to go to the other side because number one reason is that he can be away from the crowd to get some rest. On the other hand, what is the other side? What kind of people live on the other side of the Lake of Galilee?
我们来看5:1，他们来到海那边格拉森人的地方。
Verse 1 of chapter 5, they went across the lake to the region of the Gerasenes.
格拉森人是非犹太人，就是当时他们所称的外邦人。
The Gerasenes was not Jews, therefore they are the Gentiles.
所以主耶稣要把神迹显给外邦人看，要把福音带给外邦人。
Jesus Christ wants to show the miracles to the Gentiles.
要把福音带给那些非犹太人。
He wants to bring the gospel to the non-Jews.
那另外可能还有一个原因，就是前面我们讲的，耶稣要带着他这个门徒给他们施行小班的训练，要言传身教给他们。
There was also another reason, and it is that Jesus wants to demonstrate to his disciples.
一方面他已经讲完了，讲过了国度的这个理论的概念，另外呢，耶稣要亲自演示给门徒看，同时呢，也是要看一看这些门徒的信心到底怎么样。
Because he was just finished preaching about the kingdom, the concept of God's kingdom. Therefore, he wanted to have the demonstration. He also wanted to use this opportunity to test the faith of in his disciples.
那在马可福音4:35-36，这小段经文里边所记载的，也有别的船和他同行。这在马可和路加两本福音书里边相同的故事记载里边都没有这个细节，唯独马可把它写下来了。
Also, the third point we focus on is there were also other boats with him. This is uniquely recorded by Luke, Mark, because we do not see that in the book of the Gospel of Matthew, nor in Luke.
那马可记载这个片段的意义呢？说明在海上行驶的不单单是他们这一只船，还有另外的船，他们也会跟他们这个船上的门徒一起经历下面要发生的一个故事。
So Mark recorded this particular incident to witness that there were other boats that also experienced the raging sea.
好像马可也是向我们世人来宣布说，不仅仅是耶稣的12个门徒，还有其他的人也做这个美好的见证。
In other words, Mark was saying that not only the 12 disciples, but other people can also bear this testimony.
那我们回头再想一想，那耶稣在做大型的布道会的时候，他面对的那些听众都是什么人？
Now let's think about who were the audience in that big evangelical meeting that Jesus was preaching to.
如果我们把马可福音翻到前面第三章，我们来看7-8。
The answer can be found on Mark 3:7-8.
他们是从加利利、犹大、耶路撒冷、以突买、约旦河对岸等地区，以及泰尔和西顿附近的城市来的，所以这些听众几乎涵盖了整个巴勒斯坦地区四面八方的人群。
It says many people came to him from Judea, Jerusalem, Idumea, and the region across the Jordan and around Tyre and Sidon.
那大家想了没有？面对那一群热情高涨的会众，耶稣作为讲员，他说撤就撤了。
You can imagine.How come Jesus Christ will retreat immediately when he was facing such a crowd with such a zeal?
还撤得挺远，我们渡到那边去。
And he even retreated to the other side of the lake.
所以我请弟兄姐妹，我们一起来思想一下，在我们的学习、工作、生活以及我们的教会侍奉的过程中，有没有出现体力透支的现象？
Let's relate that this story to us. In your study, work, or church service, have you been overwhelmed?
当我们感觉精力特别的疲劳的时候，我们会怎么办？硬撑着，尤其是我们现在正在读书的。
When you feel tired and weary, most of the time we just stick to the gun, so to speak.
我不知道大家是否承认，在各种我们看似常规的学习工作生活的那种过程中，也包括我们在教会的这种常规的服侍的过程中，会不会有一种感觉？
I wonder if you feel that even in the normal situation, in your study, in your work, or even in your serving in this church, when everything seems to be calm, usually there's something hidden there.
就是好像我们在这种常规的风平浪静的这种生活工作程序过程中。 实际上，在它背后暗藏着非常强的压力。
Even the surface looks pretty calm and no storm, but underneath, you may feel there's a hidden high pressure.
而我们自己可能呢，常常呢没有感觉到，或者不知道我们抗压的那个弹性有多高多低。
And we cannot gauge how much pressure we can tolerate.
很有可能，我们的学习或者工作或者服侍，在不知不觉中就失去了弹性，使我们的身体得到损伤。
And it's likely that without being conscientious about it, we may lose the flexibility or lose the elasticity, so to speak.
所以主耶稣借着今天这个经文，给了我们一个非常非常好的榜样。So
Jesus Christ, through this example, gave us a model.
让我们学习放下重担。That
we need to take down our burden.
我称这叫在风平浪静中忙里偷闲。 学习信心的功课。And
I call that even in the calm time, we need to take time, still the time, to learn the lesson of faith.
大家可能奇怪，学习忙里偷闲也是一种信心呢。这个信心是什么呢？就是让我们学会说不。And
this means that we need, sometimes we have to tell us no.
许多时候大家都可能我们自己觉得我们自己很要强，不会说这个不字。Because
many times we said we can handle it, so we won't say no.
但是我要跟大家声明，这个不字呢，并不是偷懒，也不是懦弱，更不是谦虚。And
I want to make it clear that this no should not be connected to laziness, cowardness, or not being able to humble yourself.
确切地讲，我们说不，就是盼望我们能够认识到我们自己的有限和不足。To
be precise, you have to recognize your limitation.
所以能够认识到我们自身的有限。 这本身就是一个信心的功课。Recognizing
the limitation of yourself, this is also a lesson of faith.
那讲到这儿，有的弟兄姐妹们可能会说：“那我的心理素质非常非常的健康，我的生活学习工作节奏有张有弛的，我这个人是拿得起放得下。”有没有这样的弟兄姐妹和朋友？Some
people may feel that, hey, this doesn't apply to me because I can adjust to the tempo of my life. Sometimes it can be fast, sometimes it can be slow.
那我们就对照今天，我们来对照今天经文中，就说彼得、雅各这些渔夫，他们在海上撑船，航行应该是他们的老本行。但就是这些从小在船上长大、靠海吃海的。 这些渔夫们遇到狂风巨浪的时候，会有怎么样的表现呢？我们下面来看。
Okay, let's look at those fishermen, Peter and James and so forth, they grew up with the boat and they live on the sea. They make a living on fishing. What would be their reaction when they see the raging storm?
马可福音4章37到38节，在狂风海浪中经历信心的考验。
So next, we are going to turn to the subject of how can we experience the test of your faith when you face a rolling sea.
37、38节，忽然起了暴风，波浪打入船内，甚至船要满了水。耶稣在船尾上枕着枕头睡觉，门徒叫醒了他，说：“夫子，我们丧命你不顾吗？”
Verses 37, a furious squall came up and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, Teacher, don't you care if we drown?
对一般人来讲，尤其是没有海上航行经验的人来讲，不要说风暴了，就是风平浪静的时候，在船上，我不知道大家有没有这样的经历。
I don't know if some of you have this experience, to sail on the sea. Even when the sea is relatively calm, how would you feel?
如果大家在 cruise 上，可能那个船非常非常大，你感觉不到。我记得有一次，我跟师母在加州，我们去。到大洋上去看鲸鱼，很多船，我们两个选了一艘看起来最大的船，价格当然不一样。上去以后，那个船夫告诉我们，今天是天气最好的，风平浪静。可是我们坐到船上，也回头看不见那个城市的影子的时候，哇，那个心就开始紧了。说是风平浪静，浪呢是这样走，就这样，然后呢？我就看那个浪在那儿呢，说那还是风平浪静，就那么，哇，那个心揪的，你就感觉那个船真的是在那个上面是一片小树叶子。
May and I had this experience of whale watching in California. We pick up the biggest boat that we can get, and the captain said this is the most calm, beautiful day.For whale watching. But still, when we sail out, when our eyes cannot see the city behind us, we just saw the waves, even though it's relatively calm, the waves can be higher than our boat. And at that moment, you recognize how small the boat is compared to the ocean.
我们这些没有海上经验的人，风平浪静的心都揪得紧紧的。可是对于那些要么是从小在海边长大，要么是以打鱼为生的渔民来讲，在风浪面前表现出惊慌失措，哇，实在是不太容易理解。或许是这里边一定有特殊的原因。
But for professional fishermen, why were they so disturbed when they saw the storm? They must have some other reason.
那我们来稍微了解一下加利利海附近的一些地理的知识状况。
Now we need to get some understanding of the geographical and climate, of the Galilee Sea.
加利利海比地中海平面低下去大概600多英尺。加利利海，这是海平面。
If that's the sea level of the Mediterranean Sea, then the Lake of Galilee was even lower.
那它的北面呢，是高达9000英尺的黑门山。
The north of that is the high mountain of Mount Hermon, that can reach to 9,000 feet.
那整个加利利呢，它是三面，加利利海在这儿，这三面是环山，那这边呢是黑门山上的雪，终年积雪不化的。经常会有冷空气被高原的热气被吸下来。
Here we can see, in the north, of the Galilee Sea, we see the snows on the top of Mount Hermon. And on the right side, it's a very hot temperature.
所以在加利利地区，瞬间是艳阳高照，瞬间呢就有热空气和冷空气突然的碰撞，狂风骇浪。
So storm can occur very suddenly when the hot and cold air bump each other.
所以马可在这里描写起了风暴。
So Mark says that a furious squall came up.
在路加里边，他描写说是风暴下来。
In Luke, it says a violent windstorm came down.
那在马太的笔下，那个风暴后来我查了一下，说是像地震一样剧烈的摇动。
In Matthew's, the storm he described as like shaking like an earthquake.
所以把马太、马可、路加福音三个地方描写的这一段呢，综合起来来形容呢，就说是暴风骤起，天旋地转。
So we can say that if we combine the three Gospels in their description, we can say this storm caused an upheaval.
所以难怪那些渔夫们也会感到害怕。
So no wonder those fishermen would even fall to fear.
那在暴风骤雨天旋地转，船几乎灌满了水的这个生死危机的关头。 与惊慌失措的门徒相对，耶稣在干什么？
So the boat was almost swamped, but in strong contrast, what was Jesus Christ doing at that time?
耶稣在船尾睡着了。
He fell into sleep in the stern, in the rear end of the boat.
但是这个时候，门徒在惊慌之中做对了一件事情。 什么事情？他们叫醒耶稣。
But the disciples made one right thing, and that is to wake him up.
但是大家想过没有？你读那段圣经吗？他们是怎样叫醒耶稣的
？But remember how did they wake up Jesus?
父子，我们丧命，你不救吗？你不管吗？这叫叫。
They were kind of blaming him. Don't you care that we are going to be strong?
他们分明是在责备，在埋怨他们的老师。
So they were actually rebuking and complaining about their teacher.
所以对马可福音四章37到38节这两节经文，我们可以从两个方面来思考。
So we can think in those two ways.
首先我们看到门徒在生命危机的时候，不靠自己的能力，而是求靠耶稣来挽救他们的性命。
First, we can see that the disciples at this moment of life threatening, they did not rely on their own capability, but they seek help from Christ.
这也正是我们基督徒的生命的特征。
And this should be the symbols of Christian's life.
但是也可以令我们来反省，我们在信主 之后的生命过程中，我们会不会凭着血气来处理危机，而忘记了去求耶稣？
This also reminds us that many times we rely on our own power, our flesh, to deal with crisis rather than seek help from our Lord.
遇到危机的时候，我们是手忙脚乱，还是冷静下来求耶稣？
So we were so busy dealing with the crisis that we forgot about our Savior.
所以从另外一方面，我们也可以看到，门徒在生命危机的时刻表现出来是惊慌失措，失去了信心。We
also saw that the disciples they lost their calm and lost their faith.
不单是这样，我们可以看那个电影里边看到他爸爸在教堂里边。 神啊，你怎么会让这个事情发生呢？你为什么这样事情发生？把那个椅子咚就踹出去了，跟神发脾气。
It was like the little Houghton's father when Houghton was on the verge of death. His father was complaining and throwing a temper toward God.
所以由此也令我们来反省，在我们过往的日子里边，是否发生过埋怨主不听我们的祷告。
So let's recall, in the past, have you done anything that is similar to that, this kind of complaint?
所以对基督徒而言，最难的功课就是遇到我们人生的风暴之后，我们对神的信心有多大，有多强。
So to Christians, one of the most difficult lessons is, how strong a faith do you have after you experience the storms in your life?
所以下面就是我们需要学习思想的关于信心的第三个方面，在认识创造之主中坚固信心的方向。马可福音四章三十九到四十一节。
The next lesson we can learn from this story is how can we solidify the direction of our faith through knowing the Creator.
马可福音四章三十九到四十一节，耶稣醒了，斥责风，向海说：“住了吧，静了吧。”风就止住，大大的平静了。耶稣对他们说：“为什么胆怯？你们还没有信心吗？”他们就大大的惧怕，彼此说：“这到底是谁？连风和海也听从他了。”
The last three verses, Jesus got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him."
门徒在风暴面前胆怯、害怕，情有可原。但是当耶稣平静了风暴之后，他们应该高兴才是啊，为什么他们却大大的惧怕
？So let's see how come, the disciples were terrified again when they were just saved by, their Lord from the storm. Shouldn't they be, very joyful and happy?
两千年后的今天，我们看耶稣是神的儿子。是十字架上的救主，但是在门徒他们那个时候
2,000 years later, we recognize Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and He is our Savior. But back to 2,000 years ago, if put ourselves into the shoes of the disciples,
在那些犹太民族，他们这些人，他们脑筋里边，将大海与陆地分开的是上帝。是洪水淹没世界的是上帝，为诺亚一家立约的是上帝，带领以色列民出埃及，过红海的是那位创造的神。
At the disciples' time or in their hearts, they recognize it's God that had done all the miracles, such as parting the sea and let the Israelites out of Egypt. Out of Egypt.
而此时这一群犹太人，这一群初代的信徒，他们面前这位被他们称为夫子，称为教师，和他们每天生活在一起，和他们肉身长得一模一样的这个人，仅仅只是发出了一道命令，风浪就止住了。
And now they were amazed that this person that lived with them, looked like them, only say one thing, and the storm is calmed.
所以在这段经文中，门徒表现的两个惧怕是非常非常令我们可以思想的。
So here, the disciples showed two different types of fear, and that has good lessons for us.
门徒面对风暴所表现的惊慌和惧怕。这是一种。
The first type of fear is that, was showed up on when they're, because they do not have the faith when they saw the storm.
说明他们缺乏信心。
It shows that they were lack of faith.
虽然主耶稣亲自带领他们，手把手的言传身教的教导他们，但他们仍然不能把眼前这个人、这个夫子、这个教师、这个拉比耶稣与神国度的那个权柄联系起来。
Because even though Jesus had taught them and kind of holding the hands to teach them, they still cannot connect this rabbi Jesus with God the creator and who has the sovereignty.
那他们另外一个惧怕是耶稣平静了风浪之后的那个大大的惧怕。
And then it was followed by even greater fear, and that was that they recognized.
那这个惧怕呢，说明他们开始另眼看待他们面前的这个人，这位夫子，这位老师，因为在他们的头脑里边，在他的概念里边，风和海的真正的主人就是那位创造的神。他们已经开始另眼看待，把耶稣和那位神开始连起来。
Because after this instance, they finally came to the realization that Jesus Christ and the God who can really have command on wind and sea is one.
那今天通过马可福音四章三十五到四十一节，我们和初代信徒一起体验了在经历危机中建立神与我们同在的信心这么一个主题。
So today, through this passage of a storm in the lake, we see how people can establish their faith through crisis.
那我们再回头再来思想《天堂真的存在》这部影片开始提到的。
Let's go back to this film, Heaven is for Real.
那在这部影片，在这本书中，故事发展到高潮的时候，因着社会舆论的压力，牧师夫妇在家剧烈的争吵，然后教会的长职们找牧师谈话，认为因着你的儿子所谓的天堂之旅的这种说法已经为教会带来了困惑，我们决定另外要找一位牧师。
According to this film, the climax of the story was that they were facing great pressures from the media. The parents had a lot of quarrels at home. The deacons in the church had to talk to this pastor because it has his son's story. And has caused a lot of the trouble for the church, so they were looking for a replacement pastor.
我看过好几遍，每当我看到刚才讲的这个片段的时候，我忍不住泪就下来。
I watched this several times, and every time when it came to this,
我流泪的原因不是同情他将要被辞退。
I wept not because I had sympathy that he is going to be fired.
而是痛心这位牧师，他叫 Calder Pope， 他身兼多职啊，大家不知道。
I was, my heart broke for him because he was, this pastor Todd, Purple.
他是教会的牧师，他是镇上的消防员。他还到处登门去做修理工，他又是镇上的中学的运动教练。
He performed multiple roles. He was the pastor of the church. He was also the firefighter in that small town. He also do some moonlighting repairing job as a handyman. He also is the sport coach in the middle school.
他每天忙得焦头烂额，他不单还不起他们家3万多块钱的账单。
Even though he was so busy, he still could not pay all the bills that amounts to $30,000.
而且更重要的是，他面对家庭、面对教会、面对社区所发生的最最基本的神学问题的时候，他表现出来的是怀疑、无奈、软弱，不为这而流泪。
I cried for him because, when he was facing such a most basic fundamental theological question, his reaction to God's miracle was doubting, helplessness, and weakness.
所以最后我想问弟兄姐妹们，作为耶稣基督的信徒，作为一个信神的人，如果神在当今这个时代稍微的显一下，使我们能够看得见摸得着的那个神迹的时候，我们有没有能力去分辨，有没有信心去接受。
I want to ask you, if God want to show you a little bit of miracle today, do you have the capability to tell and discern?
请大家把这个呢作为我们一起的辞旧迎新的一个寄语，来时刻的来问我们，我们对神的信心到底有多大。
So I'd like to use this question to encourage you to bear this in your mind, to remind you frequently, do we have that faith to tell that is from God?
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
慈爱的主耶稣，感谢你来到这个世上，用你自己的生命在十字架上牺牲，成为我们的赎罪祭。
Oh, merciful Lord, thank you for coming to this world and be our salvation.
感谢主，您赐给我们宝贵的话语，这是借着这经文，让我们每天每天都能够在主你里边来思想、来思索、来祈求主您赐给我们属天的智慧，让我们能够明白主您的心意。
Thank you for giving us your precious words, so that every day we can live within your words.
愿主您的话语成为我们一生的帮助，愿我们的生命能够成为那美好的见证。
May your words help us in our lives, and may we carry out good testimonies for you.
这样的感谢祷告奉靠主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray with a thankful heart in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.